This is the first time in my life I've had a set of principles. I formed them working the steps. And they work for me today. I don't know if they're your principles, you know, but they work for me. And as long as I live by them, if I act, if I behave that way, I feel good about myself. And that's a miracle. You know, I never felt that way about myself. We're almost out of time. There were some things I was going to talk about I didn't get to talk about. That's all right. I'll say real quick, I have a really neat boyfriend today. But be careful what you pray for. After I got divorced and I spent that year by myself, I did a lot of praying about what I wanted if I was going to have a boyfriend. And they had to do with the things that were wrong with my marriage. And they had to do with giving me the freedom to, you know, do what I need to do in Alcoholics Anonymous and to be my own person and to be independent. And that's just exactly the kind of boyfriend I have. Only problem is I got to give him the same rights. So the last 2 years I've spent learning a lot about how to give those rights that I want for myself. And I've learned a lot in that too. I wanted to close with a thing that I found in By the Way. Oh, I think I was only about a year sober when I found this, and I've used it ever since. It's about happiness. And you know, I was looking for that all my life, and this is where I found it. I can say today that I'm happy. But the way I got it is backwards from the way I thought. Just like everything else. Because happiness is a habit. A byproduct of right thinking and living. Live a simple life. Live less or spend less than you earn. Think constructively. Cultivate a yielding disposition and resist the common tendency to want things your own way. That's another thing I talk a lot about, is not getting my way. Be grateful. Rule your moods. No sad music anymore. Cultivate a mental attitude of peace and goodwill. Give generously. There is no greater joy in life than to render happiness to others by means of intelligent giving. Work with right motives. Be interested in others and divert your mind from self-centeredness. Live one day at a time by making the most of today. Have a hobby. Do positive instead of negative thinking by looking for the good instead of the bad in people, and concentrating several times a day on the many things you have to be thankful for. I've told you some of the things tonight that I have to be thankful for, and I hope to goodness I remember those things every day. Thank you all.